Minneapolis went silent today at 6:05 Central Time, marking the moment 1 year ago when the bridge collapsed. Among the other memorials around the city today, an interfaith service and a procession to a point overlooking the bridge for a reading of the names of the 13 people who died. Earlier, we spoke with R.T. Rybak, the mayor of Minneapolis, about the meaning of this day.
This was one of the worst days in the history of Minneapolis, and that will obviously be one of the things that we remember. But it was also, on some levels, one of the days that really showed us what we're made out of. At a period of time where the absolute worst had happened, where there was a catastrophe, where there was great danger, people ran to help as opposed to ran away. There is a bridge that will be opening in just a month, only 13 months after the bridge collapsed, which is truly remarkable. So we obviously mark this with mixed feelings, but feelings that that include the fact that we're proud of what we have done.
You know, Mayor, I remember so clearly, I think it was even on that day, Senator Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota said that this does not happen in America. With the clarity of time, you still don't know exactly what caused the bridge collapse.
We're still not certain why that bridge collapsed. There are obviously some very bright people involved in looking at that, some very knowledgeable people. But I'm very concerned that people who drive across bridges across America really don't have the answers they deserve. Even more important, in the wake of that collapse, I think many people, political levels from the leaders from the president on down, all sorts of civic leaders, stood up and said, we're going to do what it takes to make sure this never happens again. I do not believe we've delivered on that promise.
You know, I hear the disappointment that you're expressing, but as the mayor of the largest city in Minnesota, do you bear some responsibility for not moving that ball forward more?
As the mayor of a major city, I absolutely should be held accountable for infrastructure. I'm preparing my budget for next year, which includes additional spending on infrastructure, and it should. And it should on every level of government. We have to recognize that. When you look at what situation we're in right now, we're in a period of time in which both our infrastructure and our economy is crumbling. That's happened before in America. At the height of the Depression, Franklin Roosevelt responded to that with the WPA, which built infrastructure around this country that remains in place today, and it put people to work. I believe that's the sort of value we should bring to this. There's a lot that's been said about infrastructure and not a whole lot that really has been done.
Mayor, have there been other problems or reports that more than 1,000 pounds of concrete rained down from the underside of a 50-year-old bridge not too great a distance away from the bridge collapse, a span of I-35E?
There was an incident involving concrete falling from another bridge. There have been several other bridges in the state that have been closed due to incidents or as precautionary measures. Mercifully, we have not had anything similar to this, and we hope never to do that again. But I think while there is a significant body of information that's not answered out there, what is clear is that now, a year later, Minnesotans are taking this day to really focus on the families that have been changed forever and how they had a great loss and how they became part of our community.
Mayor R.T. Rybak, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you very much.